Hello, this is Germaine. Thank you for being with me. In the first book of the Bible, we read about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons who became the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob was a patriarch. God gave Jacob the name Israel. We read in Genesis chapter 49, verse 1, "And Jacob called his sons and said, 'Gather together, that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days.'" Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. Then Jacob, by inspiration of God, spoke about each of his sons. When he got to Judah, he gave a prophecy. It is written in Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples." Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. Ancient Jewish scholars, the Targumists, taught that this prophecy was about Mashiach. In their comments and explanations, they wrote that this prophecy is about Messiah. In Targum, Yerushalayim, we read, "King shall not cease from the house of Judah, nor scribes who teach the Torah from his children's children, until the time of the coming of the King, Messiah, to whom belongs the kingdom, and to whom all dominions of the earth shall become subservient." Other Targums that explain Genesis chapter 49, verse 10, as speaking about Messiah include Targum Onkelos and Sanhedrin 98b. The rabbis understood that Shiloh is Messiah, and that Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah in accordance with Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. Listen again now to Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples." Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. The scepter is the short rod or staff of a king, which shows the king's authority. King David was the first king of the tribe of Judah. God promised to King David of the tribe of Judah that Messiah would come through David's descendants. The tribe of Judah continued as a tribe with the royal descendants of David until AD 70, when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. Since that time, there has not been an earthly continuation of the line of David of the tribe of Judah. The scepter, the ruler's staff, departed with the end of the tribe of Judah as a tribe in AD 70. Do you understand this? Messiah, Shiloh, must have come before AD 70. My friend, Messiah did come. He is Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth. Listen to the last prophecy in Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. "And to him shall be the obedience of the peoples." Yes, this has been fulfilled in history. The word of God went to the peoples of the world through the preaching of the good news of Jesus the Messiah. The peoples of the world have been obedient to Shiloh the Messiah. There are Christians all over the world. It seems to me it would be impossible for any person now to establish his own descent from the tribe of Judah. A person named Cohen can argue from his name, which means priest, that he must be a descendant of the tribe of Levi, but that cannot be proven in view of the fact that the conquerors of the Jews imposed upon them priests from other tribes. In some cases, the Jews themselves chose people from other tribes to minister because those of the tribe of Levi refused to mingle idolatry with service to the true and living God. The scepter has departed from Judah. Surely then, the Shiloh has come. Is it not strange that the first persons on earth to accept the claims of Jesus, Yeshua, were all Jews? They had seen him personally. They knew his life and his works. Thousands of them, from every walk of life, pledged their allegiance to him. Many priests, the teachers of the Torah, and the arbiters of the people embraced the faith that was first proclaimed only to Jews by Jews. If those who knew him best accepted him, upon what ground can those who know him least reject him? Surely we cannot argue that these Jews were ignorant. They were not a mere rabble. They knew of the schools of Shammai and Hillel, taught in the temple precincts. Every synagogue was a school where the sacred teachings were taught. Both the promises of God and the traditions of the rabbis relating to the Messiah were freely discussed. In regarding Jesus as the Messiah, I take my place with the thousands of Jews who were part of the Messianic synagogues. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John recorded the miracles that Jesus did. I recommend you read those books. These miracles caused people to believe in him to be the Messiah, the Son of God. Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, a member of the Sanhedrin, said to Jesus, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do except God be with him." John chapter 3, verse 2. The miracles of Jesus caused his disciples to believe in him. For example, when the disciples witnessed Jesus walking on the water, they confessed their faith. "And they that were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Of a truth, you are the Son of God.'" Matthew chapter 14, verse 33. Jesus used his miracles as a witness. He said, "The very works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me." John chapter 5, verse 36. In another debate with Jews, Jesus used his miracles as proof of his sonship and deity. The Jews answered him, "For a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy, because that you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus said, "Say you of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you blaspheme? Because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do them, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father." John chapter 10, verses 33 through 38. Jesus had supernatural knowledge. Listen to John chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. "But Jesus did not trust himself unto them, for that he knew all men, and because he needed not that any one should witness concerning man, for he himself knew what is in man." John chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. While Jesus was in the flesh, he caused people to believe in him to be the Messiah by his supernatural knowledge. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael said unto him, "Whence know you me?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are King of Israel." John chapter 1, verses 47 through 49. Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well that she had had five husbands, and the man that she was then living with was not her husband. So the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Can this be Messiah?" John chapter 4, verses 28 and 29. Yes, Jesus is Messiah. He is King and Lord. He is now ruling and reigning on the throne of David in heaven, at the right hand of God the Father. We read in Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, "But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David.'" As Jacob foretold, we need to give our obedience to him. Put your faith and trust in Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. He died for your sins. He was buried. Yes, he was raised from the dead on the third day, according to the Scriptures. Will you obey him? Repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus, Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like a free book on the evidences, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. That is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time for Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Hallelujah.